Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Should local people have the right to buy a house in the area where they grew up? Well, Wicklow County Council recently passed a motion that would set aside 25% of all new medium-sized to large housing developments for people who have been living in the county for the preceding 3 years. And a firm run by property developer Johnny Ronan branded the proposals potentially discriminatory, and there are already fears that the measures could result in a legal challenge. Joining me to discuss this is Fine Gael Councillor Shay Cullen, who's Cathaoirleach of Wicklow County Council and who proposed this amendment, and also Tom Phillips, who's planning consultant and adjunct associate professor in architecture and planning in UCD. You're both very welcome. Thanks for being with us. So, Councillor Cullen, I'll come to you first because you proposed this. Why?
Yes, Claire. I brought forward the amendment to the County Development Plan to try and address the problems, as you said, for first-time buyers, in particular in County Wicklow, being afforded the opportunity to purchase a home. I suppose very clearly my amendment is that 25% of units in developments greater than 10 units be set aside for residents and first-time buyers that have lived in County Wicklow for at least 3 years. And also, I just want to make the point that 75% of any development would have no restrictions. I suppose I want to make the point, this is about giving first-time buyers a fair chance of living in an area that they may have grown up in. Mm-hmm. And you know, I welcome people into the county, and I don't want this to come across as that it's for locals only. I very much welcome people into our county of Wicklow, and we have huge amounts of development happening. And I suppose I'll give you an example, Claire, is that, you know, take an area like Greystones, which is undergoing huge development, but young couples are trying to purchase a home and cannot compete on the open market with both investors and people that may be moving into the area that have possibly sold a property in another county. And therefore, the prospective buyers, first-time buyers, are forced to move away from an area that they may have grown up in.
So are you suggesting Shay, that the 25% which we've made available to local people or people who have been living there for 3 years, that they would be getting those at a reduced price at all?
No, I think the market will dictate the price, Claire. Like, at the moment, there would be huge uptake on the 25%. There's, you know, there's not a day goes by that people are saying to me that, look, we cannot compete. We can't even get an opportunity to buy a home. So I think that the market will dictate the price.
Okay, well, let's bring Tom in on this now. What's wrong with this plan, Tom?
Good morning, Claire. Good morning, Councillor. Well, I suppose what it sees wrong is that the whole idea of planning system is to act in the interest of the common good and to provide for houses. So I can see what the Minister or what the Council is trying to do in terms of the, addressing a problem, but the solution, I think, is wrong. And it's wrong on a number of fronts. One, I think it's very problematic from a legal basis, but also the point of view is, even if you look at Wicklow itself, the most of the towns, because of the mountains, are on the border of Wicklow and other counties. So you'd have the bizarre scenario, if you take a main town like Bray, that somebody who grew up in Shankill, one side of Shangana grave or cemetery, couldn't fall within that category, even though they lived down the road from Bray. And a lot of other towns around, so like Baltinglass and Rathnew, are probably the two that wouldn't be, well, Baltinglass itself is close to the boundary, but other towns being difficulty. And when the council is talking about it, well, 75% are fine, they're not, because if you look at a development of 10 houses, that's the threshold, by the way, and 10 houses is the threshold at which social housing kicks in. So a developer who's building 10 houses, one has to be a social house that has dealt with Wicklow County Council, another house has to be an affordable house that's dealt with Wicklow County Council, and then 2.5 houses, for want of a better phrase, are for people from Wicklow. So he's entitled, or she is entitled, to sell then 5.5 of the 10 houses.
But it's not as though you're not getting the money for the houses that are will be deemed for local people. Like, there isn't an issue with how much you're getting because there's no price cap on them.
No, there's no price cap, but you're trying to, like, most developers have to borrow the money, and the people who finance development don't want risk. And having, if you've got 31 planning authorities in the country and one of them has a restriction that the people have to be from a particular area and the other 30 don't, that's where the houses will be built. So I think it's actually, rather than addressing the housing problem in Wicklow, it'll make it worse. And also the wording of the actual piece in the development plan doesn't actually say it's only for first-time buyers. And also it says that 25% of the applicants, which itself is odd, because if you've got a development company, that means that 25% of the people in the development company have to be from Wicklow. It's just the way it's worded. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think that it would stand up. So I can understand what the council is trying to achieve, but I don't think it would stand up from scrutiny from Port Pinola or from the legislation.
You see what he's dealing with now. He's got first-time buyers coming to his door as a councillor in Wicklow saying, if I want to buy a house, I have to go down to Arklow, further down into Wicklow, perhaps down as far as Wexford to get on the property ladder.
You do, but you've got the situation, the development plan says it needs another 700 houses in Bray, another 740 in Rathnew, 2,000 in Arklow, and it says that two places, Rathdrum and Baltinglass, have already got too many houses in them. So there's already, the development plan sets out where these houses will be built, and that's where the houses should be built. And I just think putting restrictions, I mean, it's no other business that would have restrictions. If you said to a restaurateur who might be listening to this and saying, OK, 10% of your meals have to be sold to X, another 10% have to be sold to Y, and you've got to subsidise 2.5%, or you can only give people who are from the village meals in that restaurant, people would say, that's crazy. So why do we apply that to the housing system?
I don't see where you're coming up with it, subsidising. Nobody's saying that the developer is going to have to take less for these houses that are sold.
Well, they are, because they're going to have to wait longer to sell the houses, because they'll have to find people who fill those criteria.
And Shay, do you think there'll be a problem finding people to fill these criteria?
Claire, there certainly isn't an issue with people that are looking for those houses at the moment. And this is about giving people a choice. At the moment, we are forcing communities, there's displacement of communities, we're forcing people out of an area that they may have grown up in. You know, we've all heard the stories maybe back 10, 15 years ago where people maybe through their own choice moved to, let's say, Gorey from Wicklow because the price of property was cheaper. But now there is no choice. People don't have a choice. They have to move. Mm-hmm. And I suppose in terms of restrictions, we already have fairly strong restrictions on rural planning. You know, Tom will know you have to have either a social or an economic need to build a home in a rural area. So, like, you know, my point in this is if people are restricted so much from building rural homes, we have to provide an alternative for them. And what I'm proposing here is that a section of a development, let's say of 100 houses, is set aside for residents of a particular county. And I would imagine that, you know, counties close to the Dublin area, commuter counties as we're probably known, are impacted the greatest with this particular problem.
But Shay, there are a lot of people in a lot of parts of the country who'd love to live beside their parents in the area where they grew up. But when there's high demand, it's simply not viable.
Yeah, and I suppose you have to take the scenario. Why are all the houses being built in Wicklow? It's the location of the county to Dublin. So, you know, by us building a lot of houses in Wicklow and the likes of Meath and Kildare and so on, we're actually forcing the people who have grown up in those areas out of their own county. And I just don't think that is right.
Tom, do you think anything should be done for people in these counties, not just Wicklow, but the other counties mentioned by Shay there, to allow them to afford and a house and live in the county where they were born?
Well, no, I don't. I was born in County Carlo and lived in different places. I don't believe that. I mean, we are a European, so that's completely, let alone discounting other people from Ireland, you're not allowing other Europeans to live in the area. So I don't. And I think there's already a situation that if you have a genuine need to live in the countryside, as a farmer or whatever, you have a certain right to build. It's quite restrictive, but people don't have a right to live in an area because they were born in the area or because they live there. And the oddity of Wicklow, not an oddity, but a geographical fact, is that much of it geographically faces the sea, because the eastern seaboard, a lot of the towns are on the sea, and then the ones on the western boundaries bordering Kildare, Carlow and Wexford, the towns are close by. So Arklow or Baltinglass or Blessington are all on the borders of Kildare, or so Wexford, Carlow and Kildare. And it means that people who live, say, in Naas couldn't buy a house in one of those 25% houses in Blessington, okay, even though they might live the other side, like 300 metres away from.
Shay made that point there, that there's, you know, serious restrictions and people find it very difficult to get planning permission to build in rural areas now in places like Wicklow and Kildare and so on. And he says something should be done for them to compensate for that fact.
Well, one of the things that could be done, and it's great the councillor's on, is that Wicklow has one of the highest rates of refusal in the country. So Wicklow itself needs to look at its planning department and say, why is it refusing so many? It has, I think, it's the third highest for the last 12 years. So it has a very high refusal rate for planning permissions. So that would be the first thing I'd tackle.
Shane?
As to why that's happened.
Yeah, just on one point Tom made there, you know, because this 25% restriction is on a development, it doesn't mean we're discriminating against people moving into the county. There's still 75% with no restriction. So anybody is
apart welcome from social and affordable, which is, will 20%. Be a restriction there.
Yeah. But anybody is in a position to purchase a home in Wicklow under the 75% that I'm proposing.
Can you talk to us though about the point on planning refusals, the third highest in the country?
The planning, rural planning is very restrictive in Wicklow and always has been. And I suppose, you know, it's known as the Garden County and we aren't over, you know, we're not being overrun on rural housing. But the qualifications, you know, that you have to prove a social or economic need to live in a rural area with an I county, not only Wicklow, but Wicklow is difficult to get planning permission in. I'm dealing with people every other day that have to meet a certain qualification, so it is difficult.
Are you concerned about the potential for a legal challenge here, Shay?
Yeah, I suppose, look, any part of any county development plan could be open to judicial review, and I'm certainly not a legal expert, but I believe by having 75% with no restrictions, you know, certainly proves to me that people are welcome in Wicklow. And I want to just emphasise the point that the 25% is just for people to try and remain and get an opportunity to live in their county that they were born and raised.
I just want to bring you some of the text messages before I go. I was born and grew up in Clontarf, says this listener. Do I have the right to live there? I'm certainly priced out of that market. And Shay, that's what you're dealing with.
Yeah,
you know, first-time buyers don't expect to be able to buy their first home in the likes of Clontarf or Balls Bridge or wherever it might be.
Yeah, and that is a different one. And Claire, I'm not suggesting that this is suitable for every county, but the problem Wicklow is facing at the moment is the amount of development that is ongoing. There's a lot of that being, you know, sold to people outside the county, which is fine, but it actually has an impact on the people who are from within the county of Wicklow.
Okay. All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you both very much indeed. That's Councillor Shay Cullen and Tom Phillips, who's a planning consultant. We're talking comfort food after this.
Today with Clare Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.